This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Back Row and Chill with Johanna James on FUBAR Radio.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. That was a bit posh than I wanted.
Good morrow, kind sir.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to Back Row and Chill. I'm Johanna James. I'm joined by...
Ozzy Akili, that's me.
Pumping up the energy. You're compensating massively for the fact that I'm feeling very fragile.
Petal.
And a little bit hungover today. So we're going to have a really chilled show. It's going to be a chilled, chatty show.
It's going to be like a Back Row and Chill. That should be the name of the show. Who knows?
It is the name of the show. But like actual chill, not like chill
actual,
chill.
Yes, actual chilling.
Because I don't think that could be on the radio. But maybe FUBAR's pretty cool. I don't know. Let's see. Well, we've got lots of guests coming up. We're going to be speaking to Mark Jackson, who's starring in The Orville, brand new sci-fi series that is about to start on Fox. We're going to be speaking to Joe Bannister from Howard's End, a new BBC period drama. And we got so much entertainment news and gossip and a couple of games.
So much gossip.
So much. We're going to have a little chit-chat gossip. We're going to go straight into some music that I've been researching my favourite soundtracks and things that have been taking my fancy this week, and I cannot stop listening to the Happy Feet soundtrack because I'm so late to the party on this one. But somebody showed me Happy Feet.
I'm yet to see this. Is that the penguin one?
Yes, yeah. I missed it. I didn't really think of me. It's actually brilliant.
Worth a watch.
It's got Brittany Murphy and Robin Williams.
Okay.
So it's a bit
it's an old school one.
Very old school.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think that was like out last year or something.
It must have been absolutely years ago. But it still absolutely holds up. And it's, who plays the lead penguin? The guy who played Frodo. You are going to have to help me today.
Elijah Wood.
That's the one. So the premise of the movie, it's so cool. And it's actually based on the fact that penguins, when they find their buddy, their
That's
partner.
That's for life, right?
For life. Yeah. They have a love song. So they're all singing, but it actually sounds like, to the penguins, it must be really sexy.
Yeah.
So they're
singing. Barry White shit.
Yeah, they're singing to each other, and then they find someone that they can like sing with, and then that's how they like hook up and make babies and stuff. And it's all about this penguin that's born and he can't sing.
Oh, how's he gonna find his girl?
Exactly.
He gonna dance.
He can tap dance
nice.
The shit out of anything. So that's why it's called Happy Feet, and it's the songs in it are just brilliant. And who knew Brittany Murphy had such a voice on her? So I've picked my favorite songs from that. We're gonna start with a bit of Brittany Murphy, and it's Somebody to Love on Back Row and Chill.
Can you believe I need somebody to.
Thank you, Brittany.
Thank you, Brittany Murphy.
That was beautiful.
That was just pleasant,
sultry
lovely
voice.
I had no idea she could sing like that. Very sad that she did pass away.
She did,
and
yes.
So did Robin Williams. So that film is extra sad, but extra special because it's like immortalised them as these beautiful penguins.
Yes. So beautiful singing penguins.
Loving that. I think we should pop to a little bit of entertainment news because there is a lot of stuff going on. It's busy.
So much is going on right now.
So much is going on.
So much.
So, okay, you seem to be pretty clued up. So I'm gonna.
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna read out some of what I've been researching.
Okay.
I'm gonna see if I can surprise you.
Okay. Good luck with that.
Okay. Did you know?
Did I know? Go on, hit me.
Margot Robbie is developing her very own separate Harley
DC
Quinn
film,
movie.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
Gotham City Sirens
no.
with a
no. It's separate to Suicide Squad 2 and Gotham City Sirens. It is
what?
Her own thing.
Oh no, I did not know this. Point one to Johanna.
Yes.
Damn it.
Okay, so basically, she's saying obviously everyone's desperate to get Harley Quinn back in a movie.
Of course, she was amazing.
So they're running those two projects as well.
Okay, wait, so Suicide Squad 2, Gotham City Sirens, and then another Harley Quinn film.
Yeah, her very own, and she's developing it, so
wow.
She's taking the helm of it, because she said that she feels like, basically, Harley Quinn needs a girl gang.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, can I be in that, please? I want to be in the girl
So that's going to be like Harley Quinn, Poison Ivy, Catwoman. What's the difference between Gotham City Sirens? And I thought that was...
Well, I don't know, but she's basically, she's rolling it on her own.
That's dope. I'm all for that. We need more female DC people up in this, Mitch.
Exactly.
Wonder Woman was the best thing from the DC universe in a very long time.
I wasn't going to say ever.
Yeah, no, I'd agree. Ever,
so,
actually.
Mm-hmm, well done.
That's dope. What's next?
Okay, did you know that Warner Brothers have picked up Michael B. Jordan's movie called Just Mercy?
I did not know this. Wow,
yes.
Two for two. Well done.
Yes, two in a row. On a roll.
What's Just Mercy about?
So, it is a courtroom drama, and they've compared it to the classic To Kill a Mockingbird.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, it's a very similar storyline.
I am here for this.
Exactly.
Michael B. Jordan can do no wrong.
He's brilliant. He's coming back as Creed next year.
Yes, Creed 2.
So Warner Brothers are kind of, and apparently they've put a lot of budget towards it.
Really?
So hopefully it will be not just like, you know, your basic courtroom.
I think it's going to be good because like Michael B. Jordan is actually a really, really good actor. Like very watchable, mm-hmm. very, very talented man.
Very watchable,
very
if you know what I mean.
Again, for different reasons, but we'll not get into that.
I just objectify men whenever you're on the show.
It's fine. I'm here to...
Did you know that Disney have just passed $5 billion that they've made globally at the box office?
I didn't know that, but I believe it. Disney is the powerhouse studio to be right now.
I can't even, like, my brain can't compute $5 billion.
It makes sense. I mean, they've got all the biggest... The only reason people go to the cinema right now is watch a Disney film. If it's not Star Wars or a Marvel movie, that's all
it's Disney,
money in Disney's pockets.
Yeah, so Thor and their new Coco, which I don't know what that is.
What's that?
It's a new animation called Coco.
Coco? Interesting.
Apparently that's like...
What animals are they animating this time? Do you know?
I don't know. I'm assuming...
Coco.
Chocolate.
Maybe it's about chocolates. Yeah,
maybe
just
it's
thinking.
A little animated chocolate. because I mean there is a chocolate crisis right now.
Yeah,
there's a shortage of cocoa beans. So maybe they're little cocoa beans.
Wow. Yeah, like the bee movie. How that was about the bees dying. This could be about the chocolates running out.
So animation educate people as well.
Chocolates lives matter too. He says, eating a chocolate.
You are literally eating my favorite chocolate in the world. I'm feeling special, so I've surrounded myself with some goodies.
Oh, Maltesers. I love Maltesers.
Mm-hmm. And they, whoever, what genius, put it in a bar. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
What's next?
So, the Avengers Infinity War trailer.
Oh my gosh!
Yes.
Infinity War! Can we just take a moment and just appreciate how amazing that trailer was?
Yes.
What?!
We can.
What? 10 years in the making. Over 6 different movie franchises coming together to make something incredible. This is a big deal. Yes. All of the applause. Disney deserves it. Take all of my monies.
Absolutely. So this trailer's done something pretty special. It has broken the single day record for a trailer to be released, which means it has got more views in 24 hours than any other trailer released.
Ever.
Can you guess how many?
I'm going to guess... 52 million.
Nope.
Shit.
Higher.
What? 65?
Nope.
150.
And higher.
Seriously? Oh, shit. Yeah, 200 million. 200
million. 230
million
times.
Wow.
I mean, was it like half of that you?
Yeah, probably. On repeat. Probably, yeah. Probably. I was just sitting in my room like eating popcorn. Oh my God, I can't wait to see this film.
So good.
Oh my God.
Wait, I had a little bit. Oh, here we go. Things that the trailer tells us about the new film.
Okay, wait a minute.
So, Scarlet Witch, I do like her character.
Yes, Elizabeth Olsen, great actress, great.
Yeah, got a bit of a crush on her. She's.
Me too. Yeah? Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah. High five. What?
I was going to high five you and then I was like, we're on the radio.
They heard the slap.
They heard the hand slap. So she, with her telepathic and telekinetic powers and vision.
They be doing the nasty.
Mm-hmm, they appear to be growing closer.
That's right. In the comics, actually, they do have a little bit of a romance. So that's good that they're doing that in the film. I like that.
There's lots of shit going on about the Infinity Stones.
Yes. Just,
you know. If you're into Avengers, you know what's going on. Members of the Avengers, including Black Widow and the Hulk. So hopefully they're going to be back together and make a little Hulk baby.
Hulk Scarlet.
Oh, could you imagine?
Your handsome babies.
Can you imagine having a Hulk baby? So when it got angry, it turned all green and went mental.
Terrible twos would be pretty terrible. I'm thinking, yes.
Hit about 7 stone as a toddler.
I'm really looking forward to because Thor this year was like really funny and nobody was expecting that. And Guardians of the Galaxy is like the funniest Marvel movie that they've made.
Ever, yeah.
And it looks like from the trailer, like they're all going to be in like different little groups around the world or the galaxy or whatever. And like Thor and... the Guardians are all going to be put together. So that's going to be hilarious, I feel.
So, yeah. I think there's going to be a bit of a, you know, who... There's going to be a pissing competition.
Oh, yeah,
there?
For sure.
Like a comedy,
for sure.
My dick's bigger than yours.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Between Star-Lord, Chris Pratt and... Oh, the two Chrises. The two Chrises.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Chris on Chris.
Chris on Chris.
Some Chris on Chris action. the producers have popped... They said, this is Coco. I've got a visual here. It's
not chocolate, guys.
It's
all bad.
Skeletons?
Like Funny Bones. Remember Funny Bones? They look like Funny Bones.
It's skeletons and a little... looks like a little Mexican kid.
It's a good guess because they're like Day of the Dead skeletons, so maybe it is a Hispanic child, yes.
Yeah, that could be cool. Well, anyway, Disney, I'm going to check it out because I always kind of miss the Disney Christmas animation,
movies, yeah.
Which meant I missed Frozen, I missed Moana.
Oh, Moana was so good.
And Moana was so good.
It was so good. The Rock was great in that, yeah.
I should learn from my past mistakes, my past sins.
We should check out Coco. See what that's all about.
Check out Coco.
Looks good.
Right, we're about to get our first guest on the show. And we're gonna kick off with that, so I'm going to go back to a little bit more music.
What's the next song for us?
I'm going to go from something from The Punisher, which we're going to be talking about
in depth
later on when we review the new Netflix series.
So good.
So this is a song from that series.
Yes.
I Wish It Was True by the White Buffalo. This is Back Row and Chill. We'll be back in just a moment.
Mother, trying to do right by you, to do what you asked me to. I did wrong and I knew. Mother, I try to behave for you. Now I'm a digging a grave for you. It was all I could do. Find a way back home, make everything new. But I wish it was true. Father, will I give my soul to you? I came in blindfolded for you. It was all that I knew. Open your arms and I'll fly out of hell up to you. I wish it was true. From the cold, you're lost outside there, don't you know? It's not what you say, it's what you do. Just keep wishing your wishes are true. Will your dreams a reality? Yeah. There's no pain, there's no misery. Just polish the blood and the bruise. There's just no way you can lose. Well, I wish it was true. Country, I was a soldier for you. I did what you asked me to. It was wrong and you knew. Country, now I'm just a stranger to you. A number, name, it's true. Throw me away when you're through. The home of the brave and the free, the red, white, and blue. Well, I wish it was true.
Johanna James on FUBAR Radio.
Radio.
Show, FUBAR. No, I'm ashamed. I really can't do that. Not cool. Well, we've got our first guest in the studio, so a huge welcome to Joe Bannister.
Welcome.
Hello,
welcome.
Thank you very much. I had the hype, man. That's great. Yeah, that's a real welcome, isn't it?
Yeah. Welcome. I know, he's just topping me every day.
I do what I can.
I'm not going to bring any more sweets to the studio.
Oh, you know what it is? It's a sugar high.
If this is what's happened.
He's going to have a crash in a bit. So you'll be like, welcome back.
By the end of the show. But welcome. So we are here to have a chit chat about Howard's End.
Yes.
Which is a period drama on BBC.
Correct.
Which is like, I mean, it is on my absolute actor's hit list to be in a period, BBC period drama.
Yeah, yeah.
So what was that experience like?
It was brilliant. I mean, just, yeah, short answer, brilliant.
Yeah.
Other answer. It's funny, the period drama thing, because there is a real temptation when you're in like a stiff collar and tweed to not really play a real person anymore and just be like, oh, I'm in a period drama, hello.
Yeah.
So our director, Hetty, was brilliant at going, please remember that you are a human as well. You're not just a suit and a hat and nice clothes. So yeah, so we do, often you do one take and she go, okay, you were being period again, try and be a real person and you try and loosen it up. And but I think that comes through, that it is quite loose and people talk over each other and it's kind of messy rather than being too like
prim and proper kind of thing.
Everything is exactly,
because I think definitely with shows like Downton Abbey and things, there's been a definite revival of the corset.
Yes.
Which, yeah, and this, I mean, it's gorgeous to look at as well. Like, yeah. I did a degree in costume way back when.
Oh,
so
really?
I super appreciate anything that's, like, tailored or, like, yeah. So I was just loving what it looked like. And it reminded me of that, like Beatrix Potter kind of, because it's set around that time,
around that
isn't
time
it?
Yeah, 1905,
turn of the century,
exactly.
And what you're saying about being like real people, because obviously it's the storyline. I mean, do you want to just, like, you're probably going to fill in the story
it is a difficult one to sum up, because it's not like there's like a bomb in a place and you've got to solve it. It's like, so it's basically about two sisters, the Slagle sisters, who are kind of like liberal, arty, middle class types. And it's about them going through their lives trying to find meaning and love and working out what they're doing. And then there's an upper class family, the Wilcoxes, that I'm part of, that are like, stiff upper lip, patriarchy, shut up, we know what we're doing, come on, this is all bosh.
Yeah.
And then bosh. That is the best word in it.
Yeah.
they're having like a political argument in the show, and Matthew McFadden's character keeps going, bosh!
Yeah.
So when you disagree with someone, you just got to go, bosh!
Yeah.
Totally.
Can we bring that back as slang?
Yeah, totally.
Put it on t-shirts.
Wow.
I was thinking,
that's,
I was
so
like,
bosh.
I want to...
Yeah, bring it back, man.
Can you imagine?
Bosh.
I'm going to use that in the review show, like, later on.
Yeah.
When we're reviewing something, what did you think of that? Bosh!
Yeah. Proper bosh.
Yeah, that is great. So that sums up their family, is the Bosch family,
the
basically.
Bosch family, yes.
And then there's the Bast family, who are the kind of lower middle class, working class family. And so these two girls spend their lives trying to kind of only connect, is the kind of message of the whole thing, that we need to try and understand people who aren't like us, even if they might seem horrible, like the upper class twits that we are. But you need to try and like reach out and be like, well, what is it about this person? And don't just judge them by their gender or their class.
Okay. Mm.
And try and understand them. I think that's sort of, I mean, there's a lot more to it, but that's kind of the message.
That's interesting story to set in that time period as well. I think we've seen that before, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and because there's loads going on then, like there's about to be a war. They don't know that, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yes,
like, it's
little
all
did they
shifting.
Know.
Yeah, yeah. And everything's uncertain. A bit, I mean, things are pretty uncertain now. Hopefully not a war coming up. Let's not get too tight.
let's hope that's not coming.
Yeah. but it's, so it kind of like relates to... to now, I think, like there's a similar kind
holding
of like,
a mirror up to society.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. With lovely tweed and corsets.
Yes, with beautiful costumes as well.
And so it's a four-parter. So the fourth part is about to commence.
Sunday night, the last.
Lovely.
Hurrah.
And how long did it take to film, though? What was that like?
It was about 2.5 months in total. 2.5 to 3 months.
Where were you guys filming?
All over. That's one of the best things about period
drama
is you're like going to... So each house is in different parts of like the countryside,
oh,
and you go
sick.
To see all these amazing grand houses, and like I get to drive a car from 1905, which was terrifying because they are nothing like cars now.
Were they actual? Was it an actual car?
It's a real car.
They're still running
from then. It's like, so I was terrified because it's worth more than I am because it's from 1905. There aren't many of them.
Well, they and, like, made them to last back then.
So yeah, exactly. If you crash the car, they'd be like, "Is the car okay?"
Yeah, exactly.
The actor out, is the car okay?
Yeah, it was like that. But the gears are like in a different place. The pedals are backwards, so
wait,
the accelerator and the brake are the other way around.
Oh shit!
Who the hell changed that?
Why?
Can you imagine the year that changed over? It'd be carnage. Everyone's like, "I'm so sorry."
Yeah, the great car crash year.
I find it weird when I drive to France and you literally get on the Eurotunnel and then you drive off and then suddenly everything's on the other side and
backwards.
You've got to like backwards it. It's,
yeah. But always remember, drive on the right. That's, in France.
I mean, I have to admit, that's very occasionally, I will just set off and I'll be, for a second, I'll be like, just watch other people. What? Which is the right side again?
Yeah.
I'm a bit dyspraxic. Dyspraxic.
Is that the word?
That's the physical one, right? Dyspraxic?
No. Yeah, okay. I can't even say it. That's how bad it is. I get my left and right confused, all right?
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
So, yeah, I mean, even in my... I had to write left and right on my hands when I took my driving test.
Really?
Because I would, I'd panic. And
that's quite useful in life, generally, anyway.
I think people should... Maybe I'll just tattoo it on.
Yeah. Oh, that's the best tattoo I've ever heard.
Yeah, and they'd be like, what gang are you in? Oh, no, I'm in the dyspraxic gang.
They sound great, those guys.
And how was it work? So you worked with Hayley Atwell,
yes.
Who's one of the sisters, and Matthew McFadden, who is, I personally think that he suits that time period.
He just, yeah, he's from there, isn't he? I don't know what it is.
It's just so uphill.
It's amazing, deep. It's the Marks and Spencer's voice. You know, all those adverts, like, this is not just food. It's all of that.
Does he actually do Marks and Spencer's?
He did, yeah. He did those voices. That was him.
If not, he definitely should.
Yeah, yeah. It's so silky and
deep. It just makes you hungry listening to him. Really.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but was there any, like, on-set period banter? Or?
Yeah, there was. There was. Well, I mean, Hayley's loves games, like Heads Up. You know the Heads Up.
Yes.
Heads Up is dumb.
Yeah. So we spent most of our time, like, there's a scene in the second, there's a funeral, and we spend the whole day in our funeral gear in between takes playing Heads Up. I think there's a video of it on our Instagram. It's like not at all method acting. It's the opposite of method acting, I think.
Yeah.
But like, we go on action, really sad. Cut. Okay, so
we're back,
like,
in 21st century technology.
Yeah, exactly. So then we lost that. And she did prank Matthew. She, because they had a running joke about how he becomes more and more babyish throughout as he loses power and stuff. So on the last day, she left a big nappy and a giant pacifier. Yeah, and a milk and a, like, little baby's bottle.
That's
in his
brilliant.
Trailer.
That's brilliant.
So yeah, there was, because it helps because you're there for so long.
Yeah,
and you're standing around so much.
Yeah, you've got to stay safe.
Without
somehow.
That, you just go mad. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you do on sales? If you're on
I
set?
Play games as well, but my phone's never like. On my person, like, they always take it off me. So
really?
we play like the movie game and that kind of stuff. Like, you go around in a circle saying actors and movies and stuff. You know the one, like
De Niro.
De Niro, that's the one.
I love that game.
Like, I don't know that game. Well, clearly I'm not on enough sets. Fine, rub it in, guys. What's the De Niro game?
De Niro game. Do you want to explain it?
Yeah, it's like, a different version. So versions, if I started, I'd say a film. And then you'd have to name someone in that film.
And then I'd have to name a film that actor's been in. We can do a quick round.
Quick round now.
Okay.
Round.
You start.
Okay.
Make it easy, though.
A big one. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Love Actually.
Oh, damn it.
Is it Make It Easy? No, go on.
Keira Knightley.
I can't think of any Keira Knightley films.
She's in so many films.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Nice. Johnny Depp.
Ooh, Willy Wonka?
Yeah.
I don't know anybody else in that film. I don't know anybody else.
So then Ozzy would get a letter.
Then I get a D, and then we go around, and then if somebody said like a De Niro, then you reset all your... You play it like that?
Yeah.
You reset all your lives, basically.
That's a really fun game.
It passes the time.
Yeah. Passes the time so quickly.
See,
yeah.
People are getting... I think they're getting worse at like keeping their own attention span and playing games and stuff.
Yeah, it's just straight on your phone.
Yeah.
Like when we were filming and you had no signal... Suddenly it was like, oh, hi, nice to meet you. Who are you?
I had my phone recently taken away from me for a challenge for 24 hours. They challenged me because I work in social media a lot, and they were like, can you be without your phone for 24 hours? And it was really hard, and I was so upset with myself at how much I wanted
missed
to.
Missed it.
Yeah, I felt like super left out.
I wouldn't wish that on my worst of enemies. Yeah.
But did you find, by the end, did you find like inner peace? And
Well, what I did realise
is that
when you're on your own without your phone, it's super lonely. When you are with your other people or friends without your phone, it is so much better.
Right.
So you should definitely all chuck your phones away
when you meet up.
When you go for drinks, do that table the table phone thing where like the first person to pick up their phone has to pay for all the drinks for the whole night.
Oh yeah,
you
know? That's good.
That's a pretty good one. I never do it, but it should be done.
Yeah, that sounds great.
For sure. Oh, okay. Well, while I've got you both here, I wanted to play a little movie theme song.
Yes.
All right.
Let's do it.
What we have to guess.
So I'm going to play a couple of theme songs.
Wait, we need
movies.
Buzzer sounds.
Oh, yes.
What's your buzzer sound?
You've got to make your own buzzer sound. And
you got to say Bosch, man.
Bosch is mine. Great. That's good.
Wait, can you give me another period like word to say for
capital?
Capital. Capital. All right, I'll say capital.
That might sound like an advert for Capital Radio.
Capital.
Maybe I'll just say PIMS. That sounds pretty period.
PIMS o'clock. Yes, I'll say that. I'll say PIMS o'clock.
Okay.
So, right, we're guessing the film.
Okay, here we go.
We're going to guess the film. Oh, my little mouse is not working. No, here we go. Right. Ooh. Okay, here we go. We're getting into it now, so this is not one yet. This is not one.
This isn't one.
No,
I was like, what is this?
I'm so tense.
Okay, ready? Go.
Pim's o'clock. Hook.
No.
Home Alone.
Yes.
Yes.
Of course it is.
Pim's o'clock for the win.
Come on, Hook. What are you on about?
I was showing you. It's one of my favourite Christmas movies ever.
This is the only Christmas movie that matters.
This is the next one.
Yes. Oh. What is this?
Barney is a dinosaur.
Oh, that's giving it away.
Barney the dinosaur.
Yeah, I was thinking to
Pim's o'clock.
When he says the name.
Oh. Go on.
Stop talking, Joe. Concentrate.
What's the next one?
I know someone who wanted to get married to this song. Down
really?
The
island,
yeah.
I'm like, were they really evil?
Has it changed yet?
No, I think that's still Star Wars.
Okay.
Oh no.
This is different now.
This is a different. This is number four. This,
I definitely recognise this.
What is this? Think.
Missed that one. Okay.
Mission Impossible.
Yes. Yes. On to the Bosch.
Okay. Nicely done, Bosch. Nicely done.
Thank you, Bim. Thank you.
This is perfect midnight snack song.
Yeah, yeah. Pims o'clock.
Ooh. Oh wow. Yeah.
Yes. Which?
Can I Bosch? In the
meantime?
Yeah, you can Bosch, man. I know
Harry Potter.
Of course it is. Yeah. You haven't even seen them, so shut
I've
up.
I've seen half of
you
one.
You haven't seen.
No.
Hey, Bosch. Pims o'clock. Rocky. Or yes. Creed.
Ooh. I think it's Rocky.
Rocky. It? Okay, yeah, sweet. Yeah, nice. It's close. Ooh.
Yeah, this is definitely the 80s one.
Bosch
popped up. Damn. Yes!
Oh.
Two for the Bosch.
Too busy dancing. Damn.
Yeah, I know when you enjoy it too much. Head in the game.
I had this on a roller coaster once. It was like the best.
Pims o'clock.
Go on.
The Pink Panther.
How did you even hear that? That was amazing.
Oh, I was ready. I was
you, had one
you guys board. Were talking. I was listening.
You can see the screen.
I can't. I don't know.
I didn't even have it on there.
Bosch.
Yes.
Titanic.
Yes.
I loved it. I know that one.
I was going to say Pocahontas, so I'm glad
you okay. You were going to say what?
Pocahontas.
Yeah,
that would have been way wrong.
I think it was a Bosch for the win. It was a Bosch for the win.
No way it was.
Amazing.
That was so well tense. So I'm exhausted.
Which is a little celebration.
Bosch theme tune.
The Bosch theme.
I'm coming out.
Bosch. So Bosch. Oh my god, that was amazing. Well, thank you so
good game,
coming on.
Thanks for having me,
Mr. Joe Bannister. Really,
thank you, sir.
If anyone is joining us now, we are chatting about Howard's End. The final episode is going to be on Sunday night. But there's only four, so you can sit. You still got time between now and then to sit
catch
down.
Catch up.
Amazing.
BBC iPlayer.
I wish I had that in life. So someone just do that.
I just walk around just doing that. Everything.
Hi, how are you?
You.
You can employ him for the day. That's what I'm paying him.
My rate is 25 cents an hour.
Okay.
That's more than some people make. So
I know, right? Yeah.
It's not joke, people. Ooh, I just brought it down.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was.
Oh dear.
Okay.
Right. Okay, I'm going to bring it up with some songs. Yes. I'm going to go for something really nice from the Riverdale soundtrack.
I love Riverdale.
And
oh
the Cordettes. This is Lollipop on Back Row and Chill. Lollipop, lollipop, oh lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh lolly, 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 lollipop.
Presents. News. Breakfast-ish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
Naked Attraction. It's you must know it's on Channel 4.
But it's like Naked Take Me Out.
What?
You are joking. You don't know what this is.
If you love loose women, this is the sort of thing you're like.
Oh, can you see everything?
Yes!
Oh, my God.
So what happens is the sort of shutters will come up or whatever. And then the girl will go, oh, yeah, I'm not really into like hairy legs. You just want big cock.
No, stop. No, I don't want to see these pictures. Sorry, oh, God, he's not doing too well, is he? Oh, God. That one. No, I would. I mean, if you look like that, if your penis looked like that, you wouldn't go on this show, would you?
Every Tuesday, Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons. From 12 PM,
FUBAR Radio. You're listening to FUBAR Radio. It is Back Row and Chill. That's I'm Johanna really James.
I'm Ozzy Achille.
And we've just got halfway through the show.
Halfway. Wow, that was quick. Time flies when you're having fun.
Congratulations. Right, a little bit more entertainment bits and bobs.
Yes. Okay. Yes, let's do it.
So, back on Disney. So, obviously, Beyoncé has been cast as Nala, the real-life Nala.
Love that casting.
So, she's going to be opposite Donald Glover.
Because really, in these live actions, it's all about their voices, you know? Because you're not going to see them as the lions, are you? You're just going to hear them as the lions.
Well, no, it's live action.
Yeah, but they're not going to be lions, though. I mean, they are going to be lions, but they're not going to be lions. Does that make sense?
What? No, that doesn't make sense at all.
So, like, we're going to see the lions. We're not going to see Beyoncé pretending to be a lion.
So
it's all about the voices.
Oh, I thought they were going to do...
Just people?
Yeah.
Like, Simba was just some dude in the Upper East Side or something,
and
Beyoncé was going to be Nala.
In, like, a village.
No, wait. Oh, you might be right, though.
Well, they said it's a live action.
There's going to be live action like The Jungle Book was live action.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry, I feel
got
like
excited.
I
was like, oh, I'm interested.
I
in
just
this,
killed this film for
in
you.
In this new version where Simba's a real
no,
man.
It's going to be like CGI real lions. Like, you know.
Well, that's still an animation, isn't it? God, ruined it now. But might not unruin it? I mean, what? That's a double negative.
Wow.
is Beyonce and Elton John. They are reportedly working on new versions of the Lion King songs.
That's going to be great.
So it's going to be Elton. Well, he smashed the original ones. So.
What is Beyonce going to do to Hakuna Matata? That's going to be
She's
dope.
She's
going to
add some lemonade
some
stuff.
Some single ladies lemonade stuff to
Can
Hakuna Matata. That'd be sick.
With all the like.
That'd be jokes.
With all the, the hyenas doing all the single ladies.
Yeah. Oh, maybe he'll bring like a. She'll bring Destiny's Child back to play the hyenas or something. That'd
Can
be jokes.
Can you imagine?
That'd be funny.
Oh, but like, you can't beat Whoopi Goldberg. She was just like the best hyena ever.
She's still around. She should totally still be in the film, right?
I hope so. I'm a massive Whoopi Goldberg fan.
They're bringing what's his name? Is it Earl Jones? Is that his name?
James Earl Jones.
Yeah, he's still in it.
And he was the original
Yeah, he was the original guy. So Whoopi Goldberg should come back as well. We should sign a petition, guys. Get that out there, okay?
Make it
happen.
Let's start
this.
Let's make it happen.
We can do this.
Oh my God, just
use your words.
Think, Johanna. Well, I got really excited about saying something, and then you also got me excited about starting the petition.
Oh yeah.
And it's gone now.
Competition.
And I also saw that we have to do the competition
Maybe
now.
We should just do the
so
competition.
I'll do that and I'll wait for my brain to catch up with myself. Right, so we do have a competition. If you would like to win this week's freebie, all you gotta do is make sure that you are following our Twitter at FUBAR Radio.
At FUBAR Radio.
And you just gotta retweet.
Retweet.
The tweet.
The tweet.
We're about to put out.
To put out.
Elephant.
Elephant.
Hat.
Wait, what? Damn you.
No, nothing to do with elephants. It's actually to do with the Hitman's Bodyguard.
Yes.
Did you see that movie?
Ryan Reynolds, Samuel L. Jackson, and what critics are calling a very good film.
It was good. I like both of those guys.
I enjoyed the film.
It was Samuel L. Jackson being Samuel L. Jackson.
It was Ryan Reynolds being
Deadpool.
Oh, yeah.
Basically.
Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool, to be fair. I thought it was a great film.
If you'd like to win a free Blu-ray, then just make sure you retweet that. And you're in. It's free shit, guys. So you.
Who doesn't want free shit?
Exactly.
Come on.
Go on. I can't win it, so someone else might as well. Okay. And I know I still can't think of what I was going to say before. No, I remembered! Lion King was my first ever film I ever saw at the cinema.
Really?
I was 4 years old. I was living in Canada, and we went on a big family trip to the cinema, and I saw The Lion King, and I remember it was my first cinema experience ever.
That is eerie.
So.
That was the first film I ever saw. I didn't see it in the cinema still.
What? You saw The Lion
King? No, my first ever film was a pirate film. It was The Lion King. Yeah, it was dope. Yeah. I just admitted that on air. Please don't arrest me, please.
It's all right. We've all pirated a movie at some point.
Yeah, true.
But do you remember on the old VHS how scary the pirate warnings were?
Yeah.
Do you put the VHS
they
on
were
and
like
it was
some,
like
some horror film.
You wouldn't steal a car. You wouldn't steal.
So don't steal this film.
It's like, oh, the FBI are watching you.
They will come for you.
I really thought the FBI was watching my like little.
You don't know when. You don't know how, but they will come and find you. They have a particular set of skills. Okay.
Okay, right. Back to the news.
News, entertainment news. Hit me.
So,
what's next?
Okay, so we're going to move into talking about The Punisher, right?
Oh.
Okay. So Deborah Ann Woll, who is playing Karen Page,
yeah,
has said that she is interested in a Karen Page spin-off.
Oh, look. I'm just going to nip that in the bud right here. Okay,
okay,
look.
Right, nip it.
The Punisher came from Daredevil. He wasn't supposed to have a series, but he was so good in season two.
He was very good.
That Marvel and Netflix were like, we can't not give this guy a series. He's amazing. Jon Bernthal is amazing. The Punisher makes Daredevil look like Iron Fist. But Karen Page getting her own show, like, yeah, she's great in Daredevil and Defenders, and she was great in Punisher, but yeah, in the nicest way possible, nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
She hasn't got a special power.
She hasn't. I mean, she's a reporter, which is cool, but
she's
like...
She's just sort of abnormally tall.
Yeah.
But that's not really a special power.
She's a great actress and stuff, but I don't want to see a spin-off, man.
I think that would die a death. You have to... If you're going to do, like, a female thing, like, she's going to have to be, like, Wonder Woman or something.
She's
gonna have
a
power.
Needs to, like, bump into a truck with some, I don't know, toxic... radioactive ooze, yeah, get some superpowers, and then I'm invested. I'm there. I'm here for it.
She could just write like a really, really aggressive news story.
Yeah.
Like that's...
Yeah, yeah.
But The Punisher, if you guys haven't seen it, so I thought, a bit naively, I saw it was this new show on Marvel, and I mean on Netflix by Marvel, and I thought that it was going to be like a superhero thing. So I was watching it, and like a few episodes in, like, well, where's the
superpowers? The thing about The Punisher that I love is that his powers are subtle. If you notice, if anybody's seen it, every time that he takes a bullet, like, he gets shot a lot.
I know, John Wick style.
He gets up like he's just been punched in the face, and he just carries on. I think that's a pretty big superpower. I don't know how many people can get shot in the back like four times with an Uzi and just get up and fight again, you know?
I mean, I could. But, I mean, I've never been shot. Not many people
touché,
have.
Touché,
but,
yes.
It is actually awesome, and the premise of it is this, this ex-military... Navy SEAL,
yeah, ex-special forces, Black Ops kind of guy.
He becomes privy to something that he should not be, and as a result, his wife and his children get
executed.
They get executed, and he just goes on the revenge. I mean, this
as
is like
would.
Taken to
that.
Another level.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if he ever teamed up with the guy from Taken,
he'd be like, Liam Neeson, you're slowing me down.
Yeah. So he's amazing, and whenever he gets hardcore action, he puts on his Punisher jacket, shield, body armor. And you just know that like shit's about to happen, and it's so good,
so good.
And it also stars Ben Barnes,
yes,
as the baddie.
Yeah, he's a British dude. You might have recognized him from such amazing shows as Westworld,
and
also playing a baddie.
The movie Star. Oh, I've lost the second half of that movie.
I don't know what you're
movie.
Trying to say. What Star-Crossed? Starlight Express. That's not a thing.
It's not even called that. I'm going to find out what that movie was.
Ben Barnes is great in the show.
It was the first movie Ben Barnes was probably in years back.
He's amazing.
Starlight? No, that's not right either.
No, doesn't sound. If you know what it is,
anyone knows, tweet in at Football Radio. What was Ben Barnes' first movie? Also starred Robert De Niro and Claire Danes.
No, I don't know.
Stargazer. That's not right.
No. Star Searcher. No.
Ah, shit. But Punisher, out of, like, five, what would you give it?
25.
24, okay.
Yeah, 25. A solid 25
Can
out of five.
Can you count? That was...
I could count. 25 out of five. He gets five out of five. That's dope.
Stardust.
Stardust. Okay, that was the Ben Barnes film.
Stardust.
Yeah.
What
would you give Punisher out of five?
I would give it a 4.
Whoa.
Because
I need to leave like right now.
Out of 5.
That's so...
Listen to my reasoning.
I'm listening.
Communicate. Right, so the reason why is because I did feel that there was a little bit of samesiness in the middle. They did a lot of scenes where they were just in the bunker.
Can't even look at you.
Okay. And, you know, I just would have... It really picked up from, like, what episode... So episode 8 to 13 was like, bam, 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 bam. But
yeah,
there was, like, a sort of episode 4 to 5, which was a little bit, like...
Oh, was it that time when they were like being really broody after they killed a bunch of people and then just talking about their wives for like two episodes?
That was my favourite scene of the whole thing. Two of the guys in there, they're just getting really, really broody, and they're a little bit drunk, and they're just talking about how faithful they are to their wives. And it was so amazing to see two like Hollywood heroes.
Yeah. Like badasses.
Been so loyal.
Oh, I'm gonna kill this guy. Oh, but I love my wife. Oh,
I love my wife.
I'm so loyal.
I really want to have sex with just my wife.
Do you miss the sex? Yeah, but only with my wife.
Slightly an in-joke for us. You got to watch Punisher. And then you're going to completely understand.
You'll understand. You'll be like, oh, that's what they were talking about. Oh, that's amazing.
So the other thing that we have to review, another Netflix series, is the new Spike Lee, She's Gotta Have It, which was a movie. It went down really well in 1989.
Yeah, it was received very well by the public. The critics slammed it.
Oh, really?
Apparently.
Oh.
But Netflix thought, hey, let's make a TV show out of it, because, you know, we're Netflix and we do that all the time.
And it made $7 million in the 80s.
Yeah.
So I was super excited. And when I saw, just from the trailer.
The trailer looked amazing. I thought we were going to get something like Insecure, like Netflix's answer to Issa Rae's Insecure.
I've been telling so many people to watch it from the trailer. And now I feel a little bit like, ooh, it was not what was packaged.
No.
It's like when you open like a lucky dip or something. It wasn't what I thought was inside.
Yeah, no. It's like opening a Christmas cracker and like getting a whistle, you know? So, you know you want the ring or something else.
So maybe She's Gotta Have It for me. I tried two episodes and wasn't what I wanted.
I didn't finish it, man. I didn't enjoy it. For me, it was like the Get Down. Like, I was really excited to watch that, but they didn't really execute it the way I thought they would.
Yeah. Not the one. Okay, so we're going to pop to another song from Riverdale, because we've got our second guest who is ready to speak to us all the way from America. So technology, if technology works for us, we're going to be able to be in communication with him. So this is Bad Man by Esterly, also found on the Riverdale 2
nice.
Season 2 soundtrack. Come back around and chill.
Blind, they can't seem to tell me what I need to get right. Your eyes, they can't seem to understand what I've realized. This isn't just a dream, stuck on a bed, repeat, fighting the air to breathe. You can't touch me now. To see, it doesn't have to be you winning over me. You can't touch me now. They see lies all the time and keep me static in a rewind confine.
Back Row and Chill with Johanna James on FUBAR Radio.
Okay, we're about to have our second guest on the show. Mark Jackson. Mark Jackson, are you with us?
I am with you.
Hello, Mark. Yes. Welcome. Welcome.
Welcome.
Thanks for coming
on the show.
My pleasure.
So you're in America right now.
I am. So I should say good morning.
So it's the morning.
Good morrow, sir.
Good morrow.
It's 8:45.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Oh, thank you for...
Thank you for,
waking up. It's like nearly 5 o'clock in... Oh, brilliant.
Keeping it British.
So,
love it.
We're having a quick chat about The Orville, which is the new sci-fi comedy show that is coming on Fox. It's coming to England. I have not yet had a chance to see it. Ozzy has.
I love the series. I watch everything online, so I get it at the same time as the States. And I love The Orville. I think it's a great like spoof of old school Star Trek-y type things. And I think the stories are really cool. And it's a good mix of humor as well. So I'm really excited to talk to you, sir.
Oh, great. Well, it's good to have you on board. it's a fun show. As you say, you know, it really builds on the great shows that have gone before, like Star Trek and quite a few spoof shows as well, but it's got a heart as well. It's got a
Serious
heart as well.
Definitely. I think, like, that's what sets it apart from the other spoofs, like other shows that I've seen that might, like, straight rip off Star Trek. This one actually has gone out and made its own kind of storyline and, like, and brought its own or building its own kind of, like, fan base and stuff.
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of people, the Trekkies, are watching the show, which is great. Because obviously, it's got such going on at home as well. But to have them following us is a real privilege.
And
they're different, I think. You know.
And how did you get involved, Mark? Because you're an English actor. And so do you play an American role in the show, or do you stay British?
Bizarrely, I am American in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did you feel about that?
Yeah.
And so how did you get involved if it's an American show? Did you just audition and it was successful?
Yeah, audition just came up in London, went really well, and suddenly I found myself sort of 6 months later in LA. It was very strange.
Did you film it in LA?
Yeah, we did. We filmed it all at Fox Studios.
I've got
I've got
a question about your costume, right? So, like, it looks like you can't see anything, right? How's the helmet work? Because, like, there's lights in the eyes, but is that, like, something that they put in CGI afterwards, or?
Because you play a robot, right?
We should probably tell everyone who I play.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd help.
That's a bit confusing, otherwise. I play Isaac. He's an artificial life form from the planet Kalon.
Cool.
So he's very alien. He's not human at all. We try not to use the word rope.
Okay.
He's very much fine, is the idea. Made of unknown technology that the humans can't understand. He's been sent to the Orbit, which is an exploratory union ship, as a science officer, but also ambassador for the Kalon, to figure out if Kalon would like to join the Union, which is a conglomeration of planets. Like the UN of the world.
The UN of the universe.
The UN of the universe.
Would you compare him to, like, the Spock of the Orville? Would he be like that guy?
I think, you know, I mean, every show has its type, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
You have different characters that fulfill different roles in the dynamics of a group.
Yeah.
And I'd say that Isaac certainly has elements of Spock and Data. I mean, he is a science officer. He's very intelligent. So he falls into that sort of superior but also very helpful category.
Mm.
He's the go-to.
So, I mean, he ends up saving people's asses.
He saves the asses.
So, I've seen, yeah.
And what was it like working with Seth MacFarlane? Because he is the guy behind Family Guy and Ted, and this is his new show. So, what was it like working with him?
Well, great. The man's a genius. He's very bright, very funny, obviously. You know those funny people when you try and be funny around them because you think, oh, they're funny and that's how they understand line.
Oh, yeah.
And then you fail desperately, like, time and time again. So I did that for a bit.
What's it like, what's it like offset? Like, are there, like, loads of jokes? Is it, like, loads of pranks? Or is everyone, like, quite serious and, like, Seth's the only one that's, like, joking around and stuff? What's the vibe like?
It's great. Yeah, we've got quite a few pranksters in the cast.
Who's the worst one?
Yeah, you got to watch out for Scott Grimes.
Scott Grimes.
Yeah.
From American Dad.
A dark side to it.
Oh, amazing.
You know, so they were all great fun. A lot of prank. And Seth's very well behaved, actually.
Oh.
Compared to the rest.
I guess he has got like the producer hat on as well, so he can't play around too much then, can he?
Yeah.
Oh, he's so good. Yeah.
So for anyone who is just tuning in now, we are talking about the Orville. It arrives on Fox on the 14th of December. I'm so excited because I'm a massive sci-fi fan and a comedy fan, and I think it's a really hard genre to get commissioned, so I'm really excited that's going to be coming to the UK. So thank you so much, Mark, for speaking with us, even though it's early in the morning where you are. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
My huge pleasure.
But we're coming to the end of the show, so thank you for coming on, and have a good rest of the day, whatever you're doing. In the sunshine of LA. I'm jealous. Yeah. Amazing. Thank you so much, Mark. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Mark, stay on the line.
Ooh, Mark, stay on the line. Amazing.
Sweet.
Cool. Well, I'm going to definitely be... Yeah, what's your favourite sci-fi?
My favourite sci-fi?
I'm going to throw that
right
at you.
Oh, man, that's like picking a child, man. It's a really hard question. Pick my child. My favourite child. Back to the Future is a really good sci-fi.
Ooh, yes.
I really love The Matrix. The Matrix is my favourite sci-fi film. Yes.
The Matrix.
Yes, is my favourite. Okay. Because it holds a mirror up to society.
Mm, it does. I love all the, like...
bullet time stuff.
Hidden biblical meanings in it. And everything,
true.
That's really
Zion
cool.
And stuff. Yeah, totally.
Nebuchadnezzar.
What's your one?
Oh gosh.
Pressure.
I can ask you.
You better pick that child.
Okay, my favorite sci-fi child would probably be Star Wars.
Okay. That's fair.
I think.
Yeah.
Just because, yeah, I appreciate the new, the semi-new, and the old.
Okay. Good.
As a whole.
Good choice.
Yeah. So just quickly before we come to the close of the show, I want to mention a series called The Sinner, which was recommended to me. And it is on Netflix. So if you've got Netflix, you can totally watch it or find somebody who does have a Netflix. And it stars Jessica Biel, who is a bit of a dark horse, because I hadn't really...
We thought she fell off. We thought Jessica Biel.
I thought Jessica Biel was off being a mummy or whatever. No, she has returned.
She's coming back. Shots fired.
With a vengeance. This series is amazing. It is about, it starts off with a woman on the beach.
Did
with
you say
her,
Avengers?
With a vengeance.
Oh, with a vengeance. Okay, I was going to say.
Okay, all right.
My bad.
A woman on the beach with her husband and her little baby, and suddenly a song starts playing on a neighbor's picnic,
yep.
And she just goes mental, and she ends up stabbing and killing the man on the beach.
Yes.
And it is all about her trial and the detective working out why she flipped. And it's all about trauma and triggers.
Yeah.
And it is a juicy little adventure.
Yes. Psychological mystery.
Thriller.
Psychological mystery thriller.
It's a psychological mystery thriller.
Yes.
And it is dark, so be prepared.
Yes, you know, make sure you have not for the faint of heart.
Not for the faint of heart, but if you're really into sort of like psychology and things like that, it is brilliant. So I thought I would play the song that keeps coming up all through the series is the song that triggers her. And I actually really like the song. So sorry, Jessica Biel, probably do not want to hear this anymore. It's called Hugging and a Kissing by Big Black Delta. And this is going to be our final song. So thank you so much, Ozzy.
Bye. Thanks, guys.
For joining us. We're going to be listening to
Thanks
The
for having
Sinner.
Me.
We will see you later on in the year.
Bye.